Guys,
I'm bringing the party to you.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Hold on to your butts.
Actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
Great to have you on the Stephen Corson Show, where we like to talk about money, life, and everything else. This show is all about revamping how you think about money and how to use it to live the life that you want. I'm excited you made this show part of your financial journey. So let's get to it. So there's a quote that says, you know, to eat is a necessity, but to eat intelligently is an art. Well, here's the problem with that. Yes, eating is absolutely a necessity. And that necessity is becoming a lot more expensive recently. So therefore, to eat intelligently, it's getting a lot harder to do that art that they're talking about because, holy cow, things are expensive. I went to the grocery store the other day, and I don't know if any of you have had a similar experience like this, but I walked out with two bags. That was it. It wasn't a lot of stuff. And I just remember looking back and going, $78? What? And I came back, and I don't even always go to the grocery store. We actually use a Shipt service, which I actually really like and recommend for a reason I will tell you in just a second. But basically, what it comes down to is the food is just incredibly expensive. And what we are starting to see is that the CPI, that's the Consumer Price Index, on pretty much every single food group is in double digits just about. And that is a massive problem because when you have, and for those of you who are keeping up with that, the Consumer Price Index, you know, these inflationary costs, the way that they're measuring it is they're just going, okay, so in May of last year, a bushel of apples cost $10. And now in May of this year, that same bushel of apples costs $11. So therefore, inflation went up 10%. That's all that they're doing. They're just, you know, in a lot of those food costs, you know, have to do with the fact that you got to ship them different places, price of oil, price of fertilizer, the price of labor, everything is going up and that gets absorbed into the cost. And then you and me, the consumers, end up paying for that. Well, I don't know a lot of people that are getting 10, 12, 15% raises in their paycheck. And if they are, that's great. But I mean, you would need at least that just to keep up with inflation. And forget housing. Housing has gone up the price. We're just here to talk about food today. So just to, if everything else was the same, and with year-over-year food prices, just read the statistics, they're up 9%. So that's a full average. Food prices are up 9%. That means that if everything else was the same in your life, but the thousands of dollars a year that you spend on food, and I'm talking just grocery shopping, forget going out to eat, just that would be an extra 9%. Where's that money coming from? Like I said, very few people are getting 9% raises. So just on the food, where's that extra 9% coming from? Food is normally the third to fourth largest budget item for households. So this is something that it's not going to get better anytime soon. I hate to say it. There's no signs that, you know, all of a sudden the inflation is just going to drop. The government is looking to print more money. Thank God they just blocked one of these bills to spend like another couple billion. There's just a lot of reckless spending. We still do not have supply chains up where they need to be. This is a complicated problem. There's no silver bullet. Nothing's going to fix it. So guess what? Hate to say it, but nobody, as usual, is coming to save you. So guess what? Be your own hero and let's figure this out. So let's talk about how to save money and eat well when everything is expensive. There are ways to do it. And we are going to talk about it today and give you some solutions. All right. So beef and veal are up 16%. That hurts. Veggies, you know, for all you veggie lovers out there, 11%. It's not good. In some parts, and just this is just the United States, by the way. Okay. So I have a couple listeners actually that are in the UK. Maybe one or two pop up in Latin America every once in a while. I don't have anybody in Africa yet. But just to put it into context for the Western world, the UK, like Europe and America, North America, we're doing really well. In some parts of Latin America and Africa, food went up 50 to 60%. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, this is not cars. This is not gas. This is, I mean, those are bad enough as it is. This is not, you know, pleasure cruises. This is food. This is essentials. So this is a massive problem that governments around the world are having to look out. But something that we in Western worlds can absolutely be grateful for is the fact that we are dealing with an average of 9% as of right now. So that's one tiny little silver lining in and of this, like I said, if you live in North America or Europe. So what to do? What can we do about this 9%? Like I said, if you spend $20,000 a year on food, that means to buy the exact same kind of food in the exact same amounts that you did last year on 20,000, 9%, that's an extra $1,800. So, I mean, if you're already cash strapped as it is, rents are up, gas is up, you know, God knows if you're trying to, you know, buy a home or if you're renting, you might have to move depending on where you are, because for some places it's really bad. I mean, Miami is skyrocketing with everybody from New York and California moving there. I mean, there's a lot of pressures. So what do we do about one of our most basic necessities out there, which is food, right? I mean, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it is right there at the top, obviously. So this is what I would recommend. Number one is the most obvious. Eat out less, okay? We have a massive, when I do budget reviews with people, and this was even pre-COVID, when I would do budget reviews with people, the number one area, I always went into it every single time because I could always find it. And I told them, I said, I can cut 10% out of your budget and you won't even feel it. And I can probably cut 20% and then you'll feel it a little bit, but then you can use that money for a lot of other stuff. They're like, where are you going to find it, Steven? Guess what? I hate to admit it, but everyone is overspending on eating out. It's just as simple as that. Uber Eats, don't ever do it. Okay, there's a guy, and not just Uber Eats, Grubhub, any of those. Look, I hate to say it, but this is the reality. Not only is Grubhub and Uber Eats and all these delivery services from the different restaurants, not only are they bad for you and your wallet, but they're actually really bad for the businesses you are ordering from, because they have to sell their food at discounts. A lot of it actually comes out of their costs. So if you want to support your local restaurants and different places, go there and eat, or either go there and eat. It'll be cheaper than ordering the food anyway at whatever price and then having to pay the ungodly amount of transaction and delivery fees and then tips on top of it and everything else. I mean, it can double the price of a meal. So go there and eat there. Don't order it into your house. And then if you don't want to do that, just go and do carry out and pick it up yourself. Even with gas prices, it'll still be cheaper than all of that. And like I said, if you are one of those people such as myself who cares about local franchises, cares about local restaurants, you know, I want the majority of the money I spend kept in my community, going to local businesses and supporting local jobs. That is something I try to be somewhat cognizant about. You know, by using a Grubhub, I am punishing my wallet. I'm punishing that franchise owner or that restaurant owner's wallet, because like I said, it ends up worse for them. And the only people that are making any kind of money are the big, you know, tech corporations out in California that are running these things. So when it comes to those, I would highly recommend not doing that. Now, here's a caveat. This is a big caveat. When it comes to, I use a app called Shipt, S-H-I-P-T, very similar to like an Instacart or something like that. So that is not going out to get me food from a restaurant. That is picking up groceries for me. That I find to be much more economical. And actually, it saves me money for this reason. The reason it saves me money personally, and a lot of people I know that use it, is I think there's like a $50, $60 annual fee you pay that one time. Then after that, you know, maybe some things, if it was like $4 for a gallon of milk, it might be $4.50 is what they charge you, and they take a little bit. So I actually went through and I mapped it out, and my average weekly order, because we do grocery shopping every week to minimize the amount of food that gets wasted. If you start buying for 2 weeks out, things like that, things, even if you freeze them, things tend to get wasted. So we do it every week and we know exactly what we're going to order. We know what meals we're going to do. And what happens is that by using Shipt, yes, I am probably on a $100 order, paying somewhere around $10-ish. I like to throw on a tip on there for the driver, so maybe about $15 more. The reason it ends up saving me money, $100 order to pay 15%, is number one, that saves me an hour and a half every single time. I don't have to drive to the store. I don't have to go find everything, and I can use that doing something else. And I spend that time being profitable, whether that is, you know, doing, you know, earning some extra money doing work stuff, whether that is just cleaning my own house, you know, whatever the case is. But that hour and a half is worth $15 to me. Absolutely. So that's one element to it right there. The other reason that I do like to use these particular services is this. When you go to a grocery store, they are set up with all the psychological trips and tricks and tips of the trade to get you. Like when I walk into my grocery store, the BOGOs, the buy one, get one frees, they're sitting right there ready to go. Do you know how many times I will pick something up that I didn't mean to get? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I don't really need peanuts, but I like peanuts. They're BOGO. It's a good deal. All right, let's do this. And boom, right there, budget is busted. I was only going to spend $100. Now I'm spending $104, and that's just on one item. And then guess what? That happens three or four times, and all of a sudden my $100 order has become $125. Well, if I do that four times in a row, well, guess what? My $400 grocery budget every month all of a sudden became a $500 grocery budget. And I didn't really get anything that I was planning on eating anyway. So it's not like I went hungry. I just bought a bunch of junk that I didn't mean to, but due to good marketing, product placement, all these other things, I was like, yeah, let's do it. This is why they tell you don't ever go grocery shopping when you're hungry. Statistically, you will absolutely buy more stuff. So the way to eliminate all of that is to pay someone else to do it for you. And this is why I love these services, because not only do I save time that I can then go and use somewhere else, but the people only buy what is on my order. That's it. They don't go, oh, you know what? I think Steven wants these peanuts. They're BOGO. I'll just go ahead and throw it on. No, they only get what I said I needed. So I end up saving money on top of it because I don't end up buying frivolous things that I probably don't need to be eating anyway. And let's be real. Nobody ever really goes in and ends up buying something that wasn't on the list that's particularly healthy. I mean, okay, maybe there's a couple of health nuts out there that are like, ooh, cashews and almonds or whatever, high in protein. Look, nothing wrong with cashews and almonds. I like them too. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. Like nobody's going, oh, cucumbers are really on sale right now. Can't wait to mix that with my salad. No. The things that we usually end up buying are, like I said, you know, it ends up being some type of like super salted peanut, you know, it's probably like Doritos sitting over there, sugar cereals, just whatever the case is. It's not necessarily healthy stuff. So that is something that I think is super underrated. That is a service that I would recommend. Again, very different than Uber Eats, Grubhubs that are actually just going to Jersey Mike's to pick up your sub, you know, or your local Chinese restaurant, whatever the case is. So wouldn't recommend those, would recommend the grocery apps. So that's one tip that, I guess that's a couple tips in there thrown in, but that's something I would do. And this is something else I want to stress. Treat yourself, okay? You don't have to just buckle down and eat a whole bunch of crap or eat like these meals that are things that you don't like. Look, me and my wife stayed home this year for Mother's Day. And normally we would have gone out to a restaurant. We were just trying, you know, we were tired. You know, a lot of things were happening. And we were just trying to be a little conscious of our budgets and different things like that. And a $50 steak at a restaurant, you can make that at home for like $12 to $15. So that's what we did for Mother's Day. So instead of us going out, getting a bottle of wine at a restaurant, you know, two nice steaks, some apps, all this other stuff. And next thing you know, on top of the tip, you got a $150 meal. I got a bottle of wine, two really nice steaks that I picked out. And what did we do? We did some mashed potatoes. Man, I'm getting hungry. It's almost lunchtime just even talking about this. We did some potatoes au gratin and asparagus on the grill. All of that combined did not cost me $50. So For the price of just one steak at a restaurant, I was able to make a full spread for me, her, and food for the kids for $50. We splurged. We had fun. We ate really well. I had a lot of fun. Guess what? Look, I hate cooking. I love grilling. I don't know why it is that way. It just is. You know what I think it is? I think it's actually, I really don't mind cooking. What I hate is the cleanup. The grill, you don't have as much cleanup. But anyway, I digress. The point is, you can still eat really well. You can still have really good food. You just have to have a mindset shift and do it yourself. And guess what? If you're one of those people out there who suck at cooking, like me, again, really good at grilling, suck at cooking, guess what? There is this really awesome app called YouTube where you can get on there and learn to cook literally anything you want. Like literally anything you want, you can get on there and learn to cook it. You want to learn to cook a meal that you already like but make it better? Go look it up on YouTube. You want to go, and I'm sure there's a million other apps out there too that are probably free that'll teach you how to do it. But the point is, you can learn how to cook really good food at home and you will be healthier. You will save money. There's literally just no downside to it. There's none. And guess what? God forbid, you actually might have a little bit of fun and pick up a good habit. And this is just a little side health note, you know, coming from you. Again, not a health expert, but I see the data. I see the trends. I know what it is. Across the board, sure, there's some great diet plans out there, but everybody says in general, the best diet is just what you eat every day and eating a little bit healthier. And across the board, all diets, all nutritionists, everybody agrees on this one fact. They digress on a lot of different things, but they all agree on this one fact. That fact is that food made by a human hand versus food made by a machine is always going to be healthier. Why is that? Because with humans, when we make the food, even if it's somebody prepping it for you, or even if it's, you know, something you make at your house, we are not going to use the same amount of preservatives or sugar or salt or whatever the case is that a machine is going to use to then have to store it long time. Just not going to. And that is why anytime, that's why you can look at a lot of these countries like Italy. You know, Italy, they eat a lot. Their culture is heavily centered around food, yet they don't have anywhere near the obesity rates that places like America does. Why is that? Well, the other thing you don't see in places like Italy is McDonald's and fast food restaurants. I'm not saying they're not there, but they are not popular like they are here. Why? Because the culture of Italy, I've been there and experienced it, and it's amazing, is that we are not in a rush when we eat. We are taking our time. I mean, lunch there, I went to just some casual restaurant and lunch was like four courses. I mean, I was stuffed and it took a long time. And the American in me was like, why is lunch taking so long? I just want my food. I need to go. I need to be productive. I need to go see things. I'm on vacation. And finally, I just realized, man, this is a really nice vibe. This is chill. I like this. And the food's damn good. So, you know, I learned to kind of back up a little bit and learn to appreciate the moment, appreciate the food. Guess what? It's all made by hand. It's fresh. Some benefits to that, okay? All right, so moving on. You get the picture. Cook your own food. You can not just eat cheaper. You can eat better, and you can eat some really yummy stuff too, okay? Another thing, going grocery shopping, the law of substitution. This is an economic law. When things get expensive, people buy the same thing in the same categories, but different. So you're substituting something. So maybe instead of the pre-made patties that are $18, you know, for hamburgers, maybe you go and you just get the ground chuck that's only $12. Still hamburgers. Takes a little bit more effort because you actually have to mash yourself. Not that big of a deal. But it's cheaper. You still get the same thing. Things like that. Law of substitution. Maybe instead of buying the Fruit Loops, you bought with Toucan Sam on the box, maybe you go and you buy, you know, whatever the knockoff is, the Loops of Fruit that doesn't have a cool little, you know, marketing mascot on there. So the reality is this, and I will deny this if my mother ever listens to this, because I know as a kid I used to complain about this all the time. Most of those cereals are manufactured the same. The majority of them taste the same. Now, there are differences. I'm not saying they're not. There's definitely different differences in soda and, you know, those off-brand colas, all that other stuff. But like a lot of the cereals, different things like that, a lot of these are made from the same places. They're boxed differently. The reality is that they're more expensive because they're paying for marketing campaigns. So, you know, Toucan Sam, the Trix Bunny, all these guys, they're on commercials, you know, billboards, all this other stuff. They've got to pay for the marketing. And that's why the cereal costs more than the off-brand. So there's a lot of situations to where you can go with a local or an off-brand and you're pretty much going to get the same thing anyway. Fun fact about wine. If you talk to people who really know wine, we have a store here. It's actually one of my neighbors that owns it. And I love going in there. And this guy literally has a degree in alcohol. And you're like, what? Like, yeah, brewing sciences was his major. I was like, man, I thought I had no idea that was a real thing. But it makes sense. It's a lot to it. So you can't just buy like basic stuff from him. He's got like some nicer things. But you go in and you talk to him, and he's still got $13, $14 bottles of wine. He's also got expensive stuff, but he's got that too. Well, I go in and I talk to him, and he'll be like, oh, hey, you need to try this one out. There's this one specifically I like called Decoy. And he goes, you need to try this one out, because he said, all this is a fancier model or a fancier brand. It's a $60 bottle usually, but they only want to put out so many bottles just to control the perception of the fact that it's a little bit of a rare wine. So all this extra leftover stuff, it's the same grapes, it's the same juice. They just put it in this other lower brand. It's literally the same wine, just a different bottle. And it's 50% price cheaper. I mean, this stuff happens all the time in food. If you know people that work in food or in the drink industries, different things like that, talk to them about it. They will teach you so many cool tips and tricks. Okay, so moving on to the last one. This one is something that I try to do, but buy in bulk. If you have a Costco, if you have a Sam's, any kind of, you know, those larger warehouses where you go there, for foods that, you know, you do buy that can be done in bulk, hey, guess what? Go there. They're cheaper. It's just as simple as that. Yeah, you got to pay a $60 or $70, whatever the fee is nowadays, for an annual membership, but you will save that money in spades. And if you're ever wondering how to check this stuff, look at the price per ounce. At grocery stores, you can see the price per ounce. Up there, you can see the price per ounce. If you compare the two, it's pretty significant what your savings are. We're talking thousands of dollars over the course of the year, just buying a couple of your items in bulk. Obviously, you know, I went there the other day, I was at Sam's Club and I was looking around and, you know, they had this huge flat of strawberries and I'm like, okay, like I would like to get that. It's definitely cheaper than what it is at my local grocery store, but I didn't have time to prep or do anything with them or, you know, cut them up and freeze them. So I knew I was just going to be feeding them to the kids willy nilly. And I just knew if I buy that, it's going to spoil. I'm going to lose like half of it. So I didn't. But then there are a lot of other foods like, you know, packaged goods and different things like that where I was able to buy it and I'm saving a bundle. I mean, especially toilet paper and, you know, some of those other perishables that you may get at a grocery store. They're great buys at Costco and Sam's Club. So take advantage of buying in bulk. Look online. If you find deals to where you can buy things in bulk, it's normally going to be a hell of a lot cheaper than it is going to a grocery store, convenience store, whatever it is you're doing. It's definitely going to be a lot cheaper than just ordering out Grubhub, you know, doing any things like that. So if you follow all these tips and tricks, hopefully you will be able to find ways to save money and still be able to eat well. And God forbid that while doing it, you actually find a love for cooking. Like I said, I still haven't found my love for cooking. It's not there. I think it's maybe not so much the fact I don't like cooking as it is. I don't like having the cleaning that comes after cooking. I don't know. We'll have to see. I haven't experimented with this enough, but you know, with the way things have been going with food, I will definitely be forced to try a lot more. So hopefully this has been helpful, and until we talk next time.